This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Clarissa, I love the fact that you're concentrating on science here.
I've been a longtime advocate for having paranormal research regarded as legitimate scientific research.
Now, I want to ask you one thing here. What, you have a day job, I assume, right?
I'm a writer.
What do you write about?
It's a paranormal.
Okay, that's it for you.
Yeah. I've got 6 books on the market right now, so.
Not so bad, then.
Yeah, number 6 just launched August 24th, and that was the Psychosomatic Pareidolia book I mentioned earlier.
Right. The one we mentioned. We'll include that on our description of the show. Yeah, make sure you sell a couple of books there. That was difficult. Let's continue the measurements you were getting there.
Sure. Again, the known safe levels of prolonged exposure of EMF are 0.08 or lower. And so, you know, this one little fan was putting off in excess of 2,000 milligauss. And so we went, well, right there, that's your problem. And, you know, lo and behold, you remove the fan and the feelings of being watched stop. Science, mainstream science, has proven that prolonged exposure to high levels of EMF can cause headaches, hallucinations, feelings of being watched. In extreme cases, tumors and cancer. That's why high-voltage power lines are no longer permitted to go over city parks, because the little kids were developing cancerous tumors from playing in the parks every day under these high-voltage power lines. And so
the World Health Organization fairly recently reversed its decision on having wireless routers in elementary schools as well, mm-hmm. which is completely an about-face from previous findings that where people said, well, no, the radiation from cell phones and signal towers and wireless is far too small to be actually of any harm to human beings. But that seems to be changing now.
It is changing. And there's been a big push as of the last couple of years for women not to keep their cell phones in their bras just because the electromagnetic radiation from the cell phones being in the bras is thought to contribute to breast cancer and breast tissue tumors.
Well, you know, I could believe that because I was once working as a consultant or as a sales specialist where all I did all day was sell cell phones and electronic equipment. This is a brief aside here, but I had a customer come in who had taken his wife on a trip in their motorhome down through the United States, and they had picked up a cell phone for each of them, and she had gone homesick and talking to her family members on an extended basis, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they got back, she had developed cancer. That was just one case. And somewhat coincidentally, the same company I worked for also hosted a radio call-in medical show
mm-hmm.
where they interviewed a surgeon from California who said it was his job, and he did this on a daily basis. He says, all I do all day is pull out tumors from the side of people's heads where they use their cell phones. And he said, oh, yes, this isn't a scientific study, but when that's all you do all day long, you start to wonder.
Right. You know, so you kind of start thinking, well, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it must be a duck. And I personally, it is very rare when I don't use the speakerphone option on my phone, which drives my son crazy because, you know, he can hear my entire phone conversation, regardless of what I'm talking about. But it's just one of those habits that I've got into. You know, I rarely use the headset on the phone itself. I almost always have it on speaker.
Well, I think that's probably a good idea personally. I know that when we had Brian on, he also had a similar case, their people where there was a cell tower just outside. He said literally like about 18 feet away from the bedroom where they were claiming that this paranormal activity was going on. And once they identified that as being a potential cause and the people moved away from there, it all went away.
Yeah. And we've had cases like that as well, you know, where we explained to them, look, you've got high voltage power lines in your backyard. You know, we cannot say that what you're experiencing is paranormal. We can't say that it's not paranormal. What we can say is you've got these high voltage lines. They're releasing a deadly amount of radiation into your home. And the couple moved and the activity stopped with that. And we haven't been called in, you know, with the new occupants of the home. I don't know if they're experiencing anything or if it was just limited to that couple. It does happen.
It makes one wonder with all of this wireless technology. I mean, now we're getting these smart meters on everyone's homes too, you know, for your utilities and water. And between that and in people's internal wireless routers and wireless TVs and smart houses, we would think that the whole incidence of this might be on the rise. Have you noticed that, or what's your thought on that?
We've never had the opportunity to investigate a smart house or anything like that. The majority of our cases are still pretty stone age technology, I guess. You know, yes, they have wireless routers, and yes, they have cell phones and stuff of that nature. But we haven't really had the opportunity or have been invited to investigate, you know, something with that level of technology.
Okay, so now I have to backtrack way back to the beginning of the show here now. Now, you said you were in the Air Force.
Yes.
What role were you playing? Without going into details, so just to get some sort of an idea what it was you were doing.
Well, I can tell you a little bit. My first experience, you know, again, I was in the Air Force, and I was a very, very low-ranking service member. I was fresh out of school, actually. And the hospital at the base where I was stationed was in the process of converting their morgue into a physical therapy department. And so being a low-ranking grunt on the totem pole, I was tasked with helping to clean up the construction debris, you know, sweeping up the brick dust and the asbestos. And yes, everybody always asks, yes, I had a dust mask. But I had come back from lunch and went down into that basement area of that hospital to resume my duties and saw a man dressed in 1960s, 1970s era olive drab combat fatigues, which at the time when I was in the service, the standard uniform was the green camouflage form, which I think now it's brown or even gray. But this man, he was very tangible, three-dimensional. He was not transparent. He was not wispy, very clean-cut, rugged, almost handsome, you know, thinking back. And he definitely looked out of place. He was not in the right uniform. And I got within probably 10 feet of him, and I said, sir, can I help you find something? And he looked at me, and he looked away, walked through a cinder block wall, and disappeared.
Wow. Now, that's pretty hard to explain by pareidolia.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot explain it. And, you know, no, I had not been drinking or smoking or ingesting anything otherwise, you know. And so, you know, again, I went home and I called my mom that night. I'm like, you're not going to believe it. And she asked me, she's like, well, are you going to go back and look for it? You know, see if it happens again tomorrow. I'm like, well, of course I am. You know, I want to understand this. I want to explain. I need to know what happened. And of course I never saw him again, which is sad.
So you were working at a hospital demolition site.
That was what I had been tasked with doing. Yes, they were converting the hospital converting the morgue of the hospital downstairs in the basement. They were converting that into a physical therapy department.
Oh, and construction site. And so
yeah.
Okay, and then
I'm right. Okay, more to come with Randall, Clarissa, and Jean. I keep changing the order. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Randall was continuing a discussion with our guest of the week, Clarissa Vasquez, a paranormal investigator, author of 6 books. Go on, Randall.
Okay, yeah, just to try and get a clearer idea of the setting. So this was a construction area within an existing hospital. Okay.
Yes.
So, and where you saw this happen, was that in the cafeteria of the hospital?
No, it was down in the construction area.
Oh.
Down in the former morgue. And it's pretty common for low-ranking individuals to be tasked with, you know, jobs that nobody else wants to do. And, you know, nobody else wants to do it. And so they, myself and a few others, you know, had been tasked with helping clean up this construction debris. So, and I had come back from lunch. I saw this gentleman try to engage in conversation to see if I could help him. He looked at me, looked away, walked through a cinder block wall and disappeared. And
was this an Air Force hospital?
Yes, it was.
Interesting, because there is an actual, there's a book out there, and it's, I think it's called Scare Force, and it's all about ghost stories and paranormal stuff that has happened within the Air Force. It's
quite good.
Yeah, you might want to check that one out. Very interesting. Now, did you do any research to see if you could maybe identify who this fellow was?
Oh, no. No, no, no. This was, you know, again, this was in the 90s. So discussing paranormal activity was still very, very, very taboo. You know, again, the internet was in its infancy. Paranormal TV hadn't become a thing yet. You know, you talked about stuff like this and they'd have had you in for a psych evaluation.
Oh, not so good for your career advancement.
No. No, so I didn't say anything to anyone other than my mom. You know, but again, you know, my curiosity was piqued, and so I did. I went and got a library card and started, you know, checking out books and reading as many books as I could get my hands on, and you know, and of course the number of books since then is enormous. It's pretty limited, you know, to Hans Holzer, Ed Warren, things like that. You know, occasionally you'd see something on Unsolved Mysteries, you know, with Robert Stack, you know, about somebody having a ghostly or extraterrestrial experience. But, you know, talking about ghosts and the supernatural was very taboo.
But how can you take Robert Stack seriously after an airplane? He takes off his sunglasses and he has sunglasses beneath him.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of tough. You know, once you do a spoof show like that, it's like a lot of the paranormal reality TV. How can you take any of those guys seriously after some of the stuff that they've pulled on the air? So,
well, of course, we have Leonard Nimoy. He did one.
Yeah. And I'm actually a big fan of the late, great Leonard Nimoy. And beautiful singing voice. I don't know if you guys have seen the YouTube videos of him singing back in the day, but
better than William Shatner.
Yes.
Everybody is better than William Shatner.
But really, that's part of the fun of it as well. I mean, okay, it's like with ufology. There's a real core mystery out there that makes all of the entertainment side of it even a little bit more fun. It adds another dimension to it because, you know, we could look at a show and say, oh, that's an allusion to this particular case. You know, The X-Files was a favorite show of mine. How about you?
Yeah, I loved The X-Files. Didn't care for the reboot, but you know, loved the original X-Files series. I think they probably should have let Sleeping Dogs lie when they tried to resurrect it, but...
Yeah, but I guess there's been a couple of good episodes I still have yet to catch up on.
You know, it's part of TV now to reboot or continue. Now, if you reboot a series, you have a new cast, like Hawaii Five-O and MacGyver and now Magnum P.I. without the mustache.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can continue a previous series, as you did with X-Files, for better or worse, and there are a handful of others, and some are even successful.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. Let's see. There was one not too long ago that... And I'm trying to remember which one it was, just came back. And, oh, Will and Grace, you know, where they kind of picked up where they left off and the fans were like, yay, this is great. And, you know, and others, you know, and again, this is just my opinion. You know, we're talking about, you know, sitcom television now. You know, there are others, you know, like The X-Files, you know, where they tried to do it. And in my opinion, it just didn't have what it used to have.
By the way, they also have SWAT, which is based on a movie from the early 2000s and a short-lived TV show from, what, the 70s?
Right.
And that one is kind of a star vehicle for this guy from Criminal Minds. That works. I won't mention a certain other show where the star was fired because she couldn't shut her mouth.
We also have up here, we have Dan Aykroyd. He got into producing a show, I think, called Sci Factor. It was docu-fiction, definitely more fiction than docu, but it would bring together these various paranormal ideas. I'm not sure if you'd ever managed to catch a few episodes of that.
I have not, but I will say that I am a huge fan of his father, Peter. Peter Aykroyd, who is a paranormal researcher, and that's what inspired Dan to co-write the Ghostbusters movies, was his dad's research. And, in fact, I have the latest book, the latest Peter Aykroyd book, which it's been out for a few years now, but huge fan of Dan and Peter Aykroyd.
He's no longer around, is he?
Peter Aykroyd? I don't believe so. I can check real quick.
We don't have to, but sure. You know, one time I wanted to have Dan Aykroyd on the Paracast. I just don't know if he's contributing anything altogether originally. I saw him narrate a documentary, and it was pretty similar to every other documentary.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen haven't seen any of his documentaries, but and he is still around. Lives in Ottawa, Ontario, actually. But wow. Peter is still around.
So, what other types of paranormal phenomena do you guys investigate or are interested in besides the afterlife stuff? So,
our research is primarily afterlife research. But we do have investigators who are very interested in ufology. We have investigators who are very interested in cryptozoology. We have investigators that are very interested in ESP and the psi aspect of the paranormal. And so, you know, when we have the opportunity to intertwine a couple of them, you know, we certainly like to do that. And, you know, but still keeping things as straight and narrow as possible. You know, we don't go through, you know, with dowsing rods and pendulums and Ouija boards and, you know, and we do not utilize psychics.
You know, I wanted to ask you about psi. ESP, sure. We haven't done a lot on the show about that. You know, I'm thinking here, maybe we should make a list of all the topics we've not discussed on the Paracast, topics that are related to the paranormal. Take that list, let's look for suitable guests and see what comes of it. Clarissa, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage, and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
By the way, we've been mentioning that we have a brand new site that we're still developing. And this is something, if you've ever done web design, you'll learn very quickly. And that is, it always takes 10 times longer than you want. We hope to have it ready by the 1st of September. We're doing this show on the 20th for broadcast, of course, on the 23rd. So it's still not quite ready. It's almost there. It's in an almost there stage, and I think we'll get it launched with a brand new online store. Beautiful shirts and stuff and merchandise, branded merchandise for the Paracast, all sorts of styles and colors, men, women, children. I'm sounding like a commercial. But it'll be up soon. Also, we should mention that we have the Paracast Plus, which is the best way to hear the show and support us. You go to plus.theparacast.com for more information. You get a version of the show free of the network ads. And the After the Paracast podcast, where, as with last week with Brian, we continue the episode. You couldn't hear the full thing if you didn't have Paracast Plus. Clarissa, let's continue with you. I was asking you about Psi, ESP. We haven't talked about that too much on the Paracast, I don't think. We haven't really had a true psychic on. We've had some people who claim to do readings, but we haven't had that either. Do I have ESP? Does anybody?
I can recommend a couple of really good ones for you if you'd really like to have them on your show.
Send us an email.
I will.
We'll have a look
at them. I definitely will.
And actually, the talk about Ouija boards and psychics and such brings up a question from our question bank from Kanak Harris, who asks, what is your opinion on seances?
I think seances are all well and good. I don't think they have any place in a paranormal investigation, but I think if people, you know, really want to engage in that and they have at least one person who is knowledgeable in what they're doing, I don't have a problem with seances. And the same thing with Ouija boards, you know, as long as you know what you're doing.
Okay, so when we're talking about the giving the car keys to, say, your six-year-old niece, though, cars are real tangible things that are measurable and obvious, whereas something like, you know, kids playing with a Ouija board, there doesn't seem to be any obvious consequences to playing with it. Are you saying that you believe that there could be actual paranormal, tangible, real consequences to playing with a Ouija board?
Yes, just as there could be real tangible consequences to giving car keys to a six-year-old, you know, there are real tangible consequences to literally everything that we do in life. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the same as conducting an EVP session. You know, sometimes you get a response and sometimes you don't. And it's the same thing as, you know, when you're playing or experimenting or utilizing a Ouija board, spirit board, talking board, whatever you want to call them, you know, something could happen. You could get a legitimate response. And so that's why it's always best to have a healthy dose of skepticism when you're doing that, but also, you know, to have somebody who is knowledgeable and knows the potential risks involved and, you know, can deal with things appropriately so that later on down the road, people aren't having to call in paranormal investigators saying, well, my kids were playing with a Ouija board and now all this scary stuff's happening in my house.
I'll tell you something. I have really one Ouija board experience that may have been interesting, and it involved my friend Kenny's mother, and we were in our late teens, and we bought the Ouija board, the original Ouija board, and we took it home, and she would play with the planchette, and we'd always get answers with her. I thought she was playing with us, but I always had this nagging suspicion that she wasn't the kind of woman to fool us that way. There may have been some element of reality, but I always felt with a Ouija board, you're just subconsciously moving it. Somebody is. Whether it has any value or not is up to the people to decide.
Yeah, and I think that's the case no matter what. It's, you know, whether you're participating in a seance or playing with a Ouija board or a pendulum or whatever, you know, it's up to you to decide, you know, okay, is this legitimate information? Is it conscious or subconscious manipulation? You know, ultimately, you know, you have to be the one to decide.
Okay, so what about stuff like, say, tarot cards then?
I love tarot cards. I think they're a great form of entertainment, and you know, whether or not they can predict the past, present, or future, you know, it's up in the air. But you know, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking at 6 decks of oracle cards on my bookshelf right now, and so, you know, I think they're a lot of fun, and they're great at parties.
Now, maybe take this with a grain of salt. I think I did mention this in a newsletter or on the Paracast previously. I had one rather telling experience with tarot cards where a Wiccan woman, close friend of mine, was reading them during a period of turmoil in my life in the mid-1970s. And some of the things she said more or less came true within just a few months, just a piece of information.
Horoscopes,
you know, I've had too many horoscopes be kind of scary accurate. So I don't know. There may be something to that astrology, too.
One of the little games I like to play when I read our horoscopes in, say, you know, just in the newspaper, whatever it happens to be, if there happens to be someone with me, is I'll read one. I'll pick one at random and I'll say, now, do you think that this is your horoscope or someone else's? And 9 times out of 10, you could take any horoscope from any sign and apply it to whoever you want. And they'll go, yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah. You know, don't make any big decisions today. Okay, I'm going back to bed.
But then sometimes, like you say, it can also be eerily accurate as to exactly what's happening.
Yeah. You know, don't let that big financial windfall, you know, affect your future plans. Okay, you know.
Okay, so if we're going to explain a lot of this, though, I mean, we're talking about, in this case, the powers of the mind. If we get talking about seances and things actually moving, then that would be something like telekinesis. So
absolutely.
Is there any documented evidence anywhere that you've seen where telekinesis has actually been, say, proven in a lab?
There are universities out there that have conducted telekinetic studies. I know the government, the U.S. government, has done a lot of PSYOPs experiments, and I believe at least one of their programs was in telekinesis. And again, as paranormal researchers, when we come into a case where people are reporting objects being moved, you know, we need to look at it as, okay, is this the result of a ghost, or is it somebody, you know, remembering things wrong or differently, you know, not quite remembering where they placed something and then they perceive it to have moved? Or is it a case of, you know, inadvertent telekinesis, which oftentimes, as studies have shown, legitimate telekinesis involves a person who is experiencing a significant emotional upheaval of some sort, usually female. Men are not excluded, though, but, you know, where they've got some sort of emotional fluctuation, whether it's puberty or the loss of a loved one or a pregnancy or something to that effect, you know, something where their hormones or emotions are just in total chaos. It is thought that continuing burst of spontaneous energy that they're subconsciously emitting can cause things to move.
We're going to move in this direction, and then we'll come back. Not spontaneously, and no, ladies and gentlemen, my pen is not floating in the air. That would be nice, wouldn't it? I think I was crazy. Clarissa, Gene, yes. And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Oh, I'll tell you. Imagine if I had the power. I don't know.
I just had major surgery last week, so if I could telepathically move things, that would be great.
I hope you'll recover fully.
Thank you. I should.
Okay. It would be nice. Let me ask you a question, then it kind of occurs to me now. If you had some kind of mysterious mystic power, right? Randall, I'll start with you. What would you like it to be?
Immortality.
All right. The thing about immortality, would you want to age? Or would you like to get younger or be where you are now?
I think it would be nice to be able to change it at will to whatever you want it to be, but still retain your present state of mental alertness and awareness.
Clarissa, what mystic power would you like?
I've always wanted to be able to fly.
Okay, you'd be like Supergirl then.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That sounds cool. Be like Supergirl. Would you like the super strength and the X-ray vision and the freeze breath and all that stuff?
I think I could live without the X-ray vision. But, you know, super strength would be nice. But, you know, I've always, since I was very, very little, I've always wanted to be able to fly.
What about you, Gene?
Well, I was thinking here. Obviously, I am older than both of you. So maybe if I was 45 again, oh, to be 45 or 35 again, and stayed that way with a few other options, I could dig it.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like the advantage of being able to outlive all the idiots, if I'm allowed to say that. Because I think eventually if you do, then pretty much the world's problems are going to be solved. It's just a matter of time.
You don't think new idiots will be born or created?
So eventually, the idea is that evolution will weed them out eventually. Unless, of course, I happen to be one of them and don't realize it, in which case I'll end up being the only fly in the ointment.
That's one of the dangers there. Or to use the old cliche, and some people say this, be careful what you wish for. But they say you can't argue with idiots. So maybe the best thing to do is pretend they don't exist and sort of tune them out. That's the way to do it, right?
Sounds reasonable.
What was that, Gene? I was tuning you out there.
Hey, my wife has been tuning me out for 41 years. Join the club.
All right, let's get back to the show here. What, have you got any investigations ongoing right now, Clarissa?
Not ongoing. We just wrapped a really interesting case here in Colorado, and we had set up a recurring event during the month of October with a local museum as a fundraiser for them, but unfortunately they've had to back out. And so what we're doing now, because, you know, this tends to be our busy season, because, you know, everybody's minds are on it. You know, ghostly activity is not limited to the fall, but because that's when everybody's minds are on it, they tend to pay more attention to things. And they think, oh, you know, it's the psychosomatic aspect, you know, because that's all you see on television and in the stores and stuff, you know, spooky stuff. So we tend to get more calls then. So we're focusing more on, you know, providing some assistance to people that think. So we're really focusing on providing assistance to people that think that there may be something supernatural going on in their home, and, you know, providing that service to those people in need.
When you say service to people in need, then that sort of implies like you really feel that these people are genuinely distraught or disturbed by something that's going on in their lives, and that you believe that you can help them with that. So.
Absolutely. These people are frightened to the point where they're willing to allow a group of strangers into their home.
Into their personal space. That must give you a great sense of satisfaction then when you can go into a case and then help people by, especially if you can solve it or explain it by something rational or normal.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the first level of comfort that we provide them is, you know, we go in and we're like, you know, we believe you. You know, we believe you are experiencing something. You know, we don't think you're crazy. And so that right there, you know, provides them with some comfort because they're experiencing something. Something has frightened them to the point where they are willing to allow a group of strangers into their homes with cameras. You know, and then, you know, we go in and we conduct our investigation. We conduct a very thorough investigation. We have an amazing historian. Her name is Sarah. And she goes and does a thorough background search on the property. And you'd be surprised at some of the stuff she's been able to dig up.
Well, can you give us an example there where doing a historical search has helped you in your investigation?
We actually discovered that one of the locations that we were investigating, that a child had been murdered nearby. And it actually, that information played into some of what was being reported. And this family, you know, they had a new baby. And the activity didn't start until shortly before this new baby was born. They had lived in the house for quite a while before the baby. But shortly before the baby was born, strange and unusual things started happening. And in our research, we discovered that, you know, a child had been murdered there. And so we're thinking that kind of the catalyst or the trigger was the new baby. And that, you know, if it was in fact the spirit of the child, you know, was probably drawn toward, you know, the new parent aspect, you know, the mommy aspect or the daddy aspect of these first time parents. And so we were, you know, we were able to go in and we actually obtained some really good evidence at that location. One of those being an EVP that we caught with a GoPro camera, of all things, of a child saying, "Mommy, I don't want to die."
Wow.
And again, that was Class A EVP. That was, you know, it, there there was no mistaking it, you know, that it was a child, probably a little girl from the sound of it. And, you know, this voice was definitely very terrified. And so, you know, but getting back to the original question, you know, yes, it does provide, it provides satisfaction, it provides comfort, it provides a sense of worth when we're able to go in and help these clients to feel comfortable in their personal space.
Do you charge a fee for your service?
Absolutely not.
And you say that almost with contempt. How dare I ask that question?
No, there are organizations out there that, you know, that ask for, you know, travel reimbursement or equipment fee reimbursement, you know, like for batteries and stuff like that. We don't do that. You know,
this is a public service.
Yes.
That's fabulous. So
we're not in this for fame or fortune or money or, you know, we're in it for the research and to help people.
That's wonderful. So what about something like remote viewing?
The men who stare at goats.
Right.
And I know the government has been really big on remote viewing. And in fact, I think the Navy currently has a PSYOPS project on remote viewing.
I hadn't heard that. I think they shut down the first one, saying that they really didn't get much in the way of reliable intel from it. But I didn't realize they had started it up again.
Yeah, I read an article very recently, like within the last couple of weeks, that talked about the different PSYOPS programs that the government has run. And that article discussed briefly a naval program.
Now, I should mention very briefly, we did have a remote viewer on the PowerCast some years back, name of Dawes Smith from the UK. Certainly personable gentleman, although he got involved in some controversy in the forums. But we gave him a test to see what happened. This is with our original co-host, so it's before 2010. And what kind of sort of surprised me is that we actually had some level of successful results, but we haven't had a chance to get him back on to repeat it. With Gene, Clarissa, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.